It's Greg and Dan Show, WMBD. Barbara, I think that looks perfect. It's Greg and Dan. I'm Greg. That's Dan. There are a few people in the world that absolutely delight me, and Barb Corey is one of them. Hi, Barb.
Hi.
When I hear that you're going to be on the show or I see you out in public somewhere, I get excited.
Oh, you're so sweet.
There are certain people who have been in the local theater scenario for a long time who are just characters.
You're a character. And
yeah. I'm old, too, so that makes people, you know, I have a little more respect than I used to.
Yeah.
Barb Corey, along with many others, in Sister Act, it's cornstalk season. It is that time.
It sure is.
They're opening tomorrow. You're opening tomorrow.
Yeah, June 2nd.
Before we get into the show, and I think a lot of people know the storyline of the show, but let's get into that in a second. Cornstalk is one of the great gems of Peoria.
I think so, too.
There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah. This is our 70th season.
Oh, my gosh.
70 years.
Is?
Yes.
Do you know, and forgive me if I'm putting you on the spot, but why did it start?
Well, it started as an, I'm going to, you know, years and years and years have gone by. The pain and the anguish of people leaving an organization is long gone.
Sure.
But it started with Peoria Players, you know, because Peoria Players started in, what, 1917, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a certain group of people who said that we want to do it our way. And they left, and they first did cornstalk down at Detweiler Park. No tent, no nothing, just a whole bunch of chairs, and they did plays.
I did not know that.
Yeah. They did plays. They dug out a little pit. They did plays there. And then they started, then, you know, little fundraisers and stuff happened, and then they moved out to Upper Bradley Park, and they've been there ever since.
Hey, Dan, it didn't take long with the folks at Detweiler, the first time it rained, they were like, hey, you know what we could use? We could use a tent.
A tent
would be a good idea. That's a great story. I like
and
that.
And one of the first shows years and years and years ago, and he was a young man of 50, I think Mike Dentino started.
Oh, Mikey. Wonderful, wonderful. Just a legend in Peoria entertainment.
How long have you been performing in local theater, Hunter?
I started at Cornstalk. It was in 1970.
That's a while. You've done some shows.
Yeah. It's a great hobby.
It is a great hobby. And if you've never been to Cornstalk's tent, Upper Bradley Park, it's easy to get to right off of Nebraska. Yeah, nice parking lot, nice people. There's a concession stand. It's out of the sun and all that. And some days it can get a little warmer when it's hot, but not too bad. It's usually very nice.
Shows begin at 7:30, and by that time it has cooled down.
Yeah, it's cooled down.
And they have these giant, big as this room, fans on all of the ramps, you know, and it cools people off, and people are in a breeze, so it's very comfortable.
So Sister Act it was not a play first, right?
No, Sister Act was the musical, it was a movie musical in 1992 with Whoopi Goldberg.
Sure.
And, you know, hysterical. It was very, very successful.
Yeah.
That's why here comes, you know, we're going to do a Broadway show.
Yeah.
Because it's going to, and it was successful also.
And you are playing Mother Superior?
I am Mother Superior. I'm always Mother Superior. I have been Mother Superior in every nun show Peoria's ever seen.
Do patent leather shoes really reflect up?
Yes,
did you do that one?
Yes, I did that. Yeah. I did that, all the nonsense.
Hey, we're doing a nun show called Barb.
That's exactly what happens.
Town.
That's
See if
what
she's
happens.
In town.
That's right.
Do you have your own habit? Do you just keep your one on standby in the closet like a tuxedo?
Well,
does?
She has
That's
her
a
own.
Good idea.
She has her own assortment of rulers and erasers.
And erasers. Yes.
Oh.
All right, Barb. Besides you, who else do we want to highlight?
You
some
know,
of your friends in this show.
The person who really you know pulls everything together is our wonderful director Jimmy Ulrich. He is a scream, and he makes it fun. He makes us all, you know, if we come off stage going, "Oh, I bombed it," he just makes you feel wonderful. But the lead player in this is the character's name is Dolores Van Cartier, and she's played by Michelle Taylor Watson. Michelle has done other things at Peoria Players, especially, and I'd never heard her sing like this before.
Oh,
she,
nice.
They're having a hard
Kills
time
it.
Miking her because she's got that great big gospel rock voice, and she just blows it. She's fantastic.
And I can see the sound guy going crazy.
He is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's going ding, 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 ding. How do I do this? And she is absolutely wonderful. A friend of all of ours, Sammy Hardiman, hasn't done a show in a couple of years, and it's a delight to see him. He plays the bad guy. You know?
The guy tries it. The mobster.
Yes. And then if you've never heard Michael Hurt sing, oh my gosh.
I've heard him sing. He's great.
He's like butter. He is like butter. Just wonderful. So those are the three main people.
Sister Act.
And you like shows that are high energy. You thrive in those.
Well,
right?
Most, you know, I do musicals because I can't act. I can sing, and that's why they put me in musicals, but I can't act. People will discover this when they come to the show. And most musicals are high energy. The ones that I gravitate towards.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, come watch Barb not act June 2nd through the 10th at Cornstalk's Tent.
Yeah.
You can get tickets. How do you get tickets? Cornstalktheater.com, is that the best way?
Cornstalk.com, or you can call the box office at 676-2196, or if you're just driving around on a beautiful evening next weekend and you say, you know, well, let's go to Cornstalk. Yeah. You just go over there, the box
opens
office.
Opens tomorrow. Now, here's what I do want to plug this.
Oh.
There's fun prizes every night through the run of the performance of Sister Act. Food vendors will be there.
Yeah.
All kinds of trucks, Tropical Snow, Young's Popcorn in Heaven, Dos Hermanos,
yes.
Food truck.
Yum.
And Catering Peoria will all be there providing food. And then Catering Peoria will be providing alcoholic beverages.
Beer
should
and
you
wine.
Would like to have one of those?
I would love to, but
No, not during the show. You have to wait. You have to wait.
It,
you have to wait till after the show. Well, have fun. It's great to see you.
I want to ask, were you performing the night the tornado came through?
At Cornstalk?
Yes.
I have performed, not this last one, but I have been at Cornstalk when tornadoes have come through.
There was one that came through from Elmwood, and it lifted just when it got to Peoria, and it did damage to the tent.
Yeah. It did. You know, but it nothing that wasn't repairable. And
no,
the tent
no.
is wonderful.
But I just wanted to know if you were on stage that night.
No, I was not.
Nothing would flap her, Dan. She's unflappable.
I am.
She's the unflappable Barb Corey.